Hello and welcome to Precious's podcast. Today's topic of discussion is oppression, which is the state of being subject to unjust treatment or control. Different forms of oppression have been a prevalent issue in our society, but today we will specifically addressing racial injustice. Nelson Mandela's story is a prime example of the oppression we see in our society. Institutionalized injustice was brought upon black people in South Africa. However, Mandela's resilience and fortitude against the oppression that was being inflicted on him and his people made him become the first black president in South Africa and an inspiration to us all. A fragment of Nelson Mandela's autobiography called A Long Walk to Freedom presents the idea of oppression as a dehumanizing act that denies people of their basic human rights and freedoms. We can see the examples of oppression in literature, which reflects society at the time, such as the novel Indian Horse, which shows the oppression that indigenous people faced in the form of residential schools. And also, we can see this in Shakespeare's play Merchant of Venice, which shows the oppression of the Jews who were subjected to mistreatment from the Christians. There is no doubt that oppression negatively impacts society. The destruction it causes can be very detrimental, such as undervaluing a person's self-identity, which undermines the potential and qualities of an individual. Nelson Mandela makes mention of his hunger for freedom of his people to live their lives with dignity and self-respect, because oppression denigrates their self-worth. The residential school system were ran by those in power who held a racist view towards indigenous people, which is why they instilled a concept into little indigenous children's minds that they were not normal and their old ways were backwards and savage. In the novel Indian Horse, Lonnie Rabbit undergoes this form of injustice when they take away his name, which is connected to his identity as a person. This is also shown in the play The Merchant of Venice to the comic villain Shylock, who is called the humanizing names by the Christians, such as Cutthroat Dog and the Devil. This oppressive behavior towards others because of a certain characteristic or feature they cannot change about themselves is inhumane and can be psychologically harmful to the individual because it undervalues their own unique personality. Not only does oppression affect the oppressed, but also the oppressor. The human becomes blinded by hate and fails to show basic human kindness to others, which underlines their own lack of humanity. Nelson Mandela makes note of the deprivation of benevolence of the oppressor because he or she are robbed of their ability to treat others like human beings. In Indian Horse, the nuns and priests' cruelty towards the kids emphasizes their own lack of compassion for others. They were unable to recognize the human qualities each child possesses, hence the lack of charity they showed to the children, such as locking them up in the iron cistern or the constant abuse they inflicted on the children for their minor incidents. The Christians in Merchant of Venice are also guilty of displaying inhumane acts upon their Jewish neighbors by physically and verbally abusing them. In both cases, the oppressor does not immediately feel the impact of or consequences of their actions. However, slowly but surely, they are stripped of their humanity, which is vital to humans because it teaches us empathy, and without empathy, we are no better than animals. Along with the oppression having a major impact on the individual person, it also disrupts the well-being of a social group and can break them apart, which in turn weakens them. Nelson Mandela makes mention of wanting to fight for the freedom of his people unitedly as one, because he realizes the dividedness oppression causes amongst people of the same background, even though they are facing the same struggles. We can sometimes see this happen in the indigenous communities because of residential schools who broke apart many families. For example, Saul grew up in a broken family. His parents, aunt, and uncle, actions and behaviors were the result of residential school. They often had arguments with his grandmother whenever she talked about the traditional ways of their people because the schools corrupted their past selves. And in the end, Saul ended up abandoned by his parents because of this. In Merchant of Venice, the result of oppression he received from the Christians made him into a bitter old man. His daughter did not take a liking to who he had become, and she ended up running away from him and her past life, despite the fact that they were facing the same enemy. The oppressor's goal is to break apart the inferior group in order to weaken them. We can see many examples of this in society where social groups of the same ethnicities and backgrounds are against each other instead of united, and this is what keeps the oppressor in control. Overall, oppression brings about a corrupt society that has no room for compassion for others, and this in turn causes the mistreatment and injustice of others. Those in control chooses how the inferior group should look, act, behave, think, etc., using themselves as the standardized human, and when they don't meet their standards, they are disregarded as humans with their own individual qualities. It also shows a lack of empathy of the oppressor, and it weakens the oppressed people as a group. But what's even worse than oppression itself is when we internalize it and begin to accept it as a reality, because it perpetuates an illusion that this is the way it's supposed to be. However, that cannot be farther from the truth. That's why, as a people, we must come together unitedly as one and fight any signs of oppression in its tracks so that we don't become part of the problem. Thanks for tuning in to Precious's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified for future episodes.